years ago, schoolteacher Jenny Cohen of Carpinteria retired. She thought it would be a perfect time to take up something she'd always wanted to do but never had time for in the past. She turned to the tiny 700-square-foot Carpinteria Arts Center in downtown Carpinteria for help.
I wanted to become involved in art, so I began painting, and I found that the gallery was a really comfortable and safe place to exhibit my art. They have shows about every 6 or 8 weeks, and so I entered a juried art show and had my work accepted, and it was exciting.
While the 15-year-old center is small, it hasn't stopped it from offering everything from painting to dance classes.
It's been a relatively small operation until just about the last 2 or 3 years, and then it's really ramped up. Our vision is to be a world-class small-town art center. And we're well on our way now. We have an incredible array of volunteers and art teachers and program supporters. We've got an executive director and a coordinator that helps her out. It's an exciting future for us.
David Paltrell is co-chair of the Carpinteria Arts Center. This is a big year for the nonprofit. It reached a major deal to more than triple the center space from its existing home, a tiny little building on the 800 block of Linden Street.
It's really exciting stuff happening at the Arts Center. We were planning to build a big two-story building at 855 Linden Avenue, the property that we own free and clear, and we got city approval for that. And then suddenly the property next door to us, the Cajun Kitchen, came up for sale, and we jumped on that. We ended up saving about $3 million by taking that approach. We get to keep the open space that's currently at the 855 Linden property. We just accomplished all the same goals, maybe more, with the acquisition of the Cajun Kitchen properties.
So Paltrell says they launched an ambitious $3.1 million capital campaign to buy the shuttered restaurant, refurbish it as an art space, and to have an endowment.
We started the capital campaign on January 1, 2016. 95% of the money raised came from Carpinteria citizens, and they gave $2.1 million. We've greatly exceeded what we had thought was possible. We still have a little ways to go. We got $950,000 still to go, but I have great confidence that the community is going to continue to support the arts, and we're going to get there.
The hope is to get final city approvals for the renovations in the next few weeks, with work starting this summer and the project complete around the end of the year. But the Art Center hasn't used its current lack of space as an excuse for limiting programs. It's constantly busy.
We have 27 classes in place right now. We take art teachers from the Art Center to the middle school, which has no arts program in place. We collaborate with other nonprofits, Girls Inc., Boys and Girls Club, and others, and take art to those sites. So we've got just a whole array of things happening. We're doing storytelling, and we're doing music at the Art Center. We're doing dance. We're doing poetry. You name it, we're celebrating all the arts.
Artist Jamie Cohen, who's now involved in a number of programs at the Art Center, says it's become more than an educational facility.
We're a small town, and it seems almost to be kind of a community center, not just an art center. You know, you go to the Art Center, and you see people from, you know, all walks of life who spend time there, and you're always seeing people you know when you go to the Art Center, not just in the gallery, but they come to the receptions. There's music playing, there's food. It's, you know, there's a real festive feel there.
The center operates on a $240,000 annual budget, with most of the money coming from the community in the form of memberships, donations, art sales, and class fees. Boosters say they're in the home stretch of their fundraising efforts and think getting the final $900,000+ is totally realistic. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.